This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Keller Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2GHL, battery-powered.
Okay, let me make sure I've got the call correctly. KD2JHL, Juliet Hotel, Lima.
Negative. It's Kilo Delta 2, Golf Health Hotel, Lima.
Golf Hotel, Lima. Okay, real fine. I've got that now. Is there anyone else?
X-ray November Mobile, good evening.
Okay, I didn't get part of that. I got Whiskey 2 Zulu Delta. I don't believe I got the last end of the call.
So, Whiskey 2 Zulu X-ray November W2ZX, then. Good evening.
Roger, have it now. Okay, KD2GHL. Or GHL, you pick it up.
Hey, my name is Rich. I'm new to the net, new to amateur. Got my license actually all signed on Monday. I live up here in town of Ohio. Right now I'm running 10 watts battery powered. Running just a copper pipe dipole.
Ah, very good. Fine signal. Clean into the repeater. Sounds good. Battery powered and doing well. Well, nice to have you aboard. Any comments or whatever you'd like to make at this time?
I'm just trying to see who's on here. I've been listening for a while. I've got a technical background, so I got my general. I wouldn't settle for less because I knew I could do better. I used to be a technician 30 years ago, and I had an interest in ham, never picked it up, and finally one day I just said I'm going to get my license.
Roger. Well, glad to have you, Rick. And, it doesn't seem to take a whole lot anymore to get the exam and get through it. It's just a matter of getting the time and being able to do it. Well, real fine. Glad to have you here. So we'll pick up with W2ZXN.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. W2ZXN, Andy here. Just mobiling off to work as usual. It is currently 38 degrees in central Madison County. And hopefully we're making it this evening. We're a little further behind than we usually are when we join the net there, so... Just hopefully the terrain's all right. Everybody have a wonderful day. Not much else to add. 7-3, and we'll be listening. W2ZXN.
Okay, Andy, real fine. Glad to have you checking in with us this evening. All right, is there anyone else battery-powered or mobile that would like to check in? Okay, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KA2ZZZ, hi, Bob.
KA2VLA.
Okay, there's three. Good evening, gentlemen. Glad to have you this evening. N2PFM.
Well, good evening, Bob, Jack Clinton, anybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 39 degrees on the mountainside after a range today of 30 to 58. And clear weather, and hopefully we'll have another day like that tomorrow. Only a little bit warmer, they said, in the 60s. So that'll be very good. I won't mind that at all. Get some more work done around here before all the high, tall grass comes up. Got the tractor started. Garden tractor running fine, so that's a big plus. I won't put the battery outdoors yet for the weed whacker because we still get those below freezing nights. By the way, I did finally find out what was going on with the 147255. Apparently, we've been having issues with the antenna cable and the antenna, and apparently they're running a fundraiser this weekend. Found that over on the Laravel Net, AC2QG, who's from Watertown, told me about that. So at least they know it's nothing on this end that's wrong, which is a big relief. Okay, that's about it. We'll say God bless and 73s all around, as Jack would say. N2PFM clear.
Very good, George. Nice report. Yeah, it got a little breezy today. The air was a little cooler than what it looked like from the inside. I thought might have been a little bit warmer than what it was. Okay, Jack, let's hear what you've got this evening. KA2ZNZ.
Yeah, good evening, Bob, everybody on board. Nice group tonight. Yeah, we got up to about 53 today, but that wind kept it on the cool side. The only good part was it was wall-to-wall sunshine, not a cloud in the sky. Right now, we're sitting about 41 degrees here. About 41 degrees, so it stopped kind of quickly. And I suspect that somebody mentioned it'd be a cool evening. So 73 is all around, as I always say. KA2, that.
Okay, real fine, Jack. It a little disappointing with the cool breeze. It could have been a little bit warmer, but, well, at least we had the sun today to give us a little bit of break, so that was nice. But I guess the rain is returning tomorrow with us, at least according to the report, so we'll see what happens. Okay, two, VLA, Clinton, how are you this evening?
Getting a good turnout, and I really don't have too much to talk about. I fell 2 weeks ago and screwed up my elbow, and I've been doctoring that, making the life easy. But we just wanted to call and say 73.
All right, Clint, I hope that arm is doing all right. I know what that's like. I guess about a week before you did that, I was carrying a computer and going upstairs, and I slipped. This is outside, and wound up against a post in a doorway. Did the same thing on my arm. I didn't catch the elbow, but I got the forearm, and I still got a pretty good lump there, but finally the black and blue went away, so I got a good idea what you're going through, and I'll tell you what, you don't heal that easy anymore. Sure seems to work out that way. Okay, good report, gentlemen, 73. This is N5AOW, net control. of the Black River Valley service net. Anyone else like to check in this evening?
N2MXP.
All right, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I don't know if I got the name right. I think I'm talking to Jeff. Correct me if I'm wrong. The call here is on November 2, Mike X-Ray Tango, and the name is Carl, Charlie Alpha Romeo Lima, located in Carthage, not too awfully far away, but we definitely can't hit this repeater from the situation down here, so we're checking in over my phone through Echolink, and I just wanted to jump in there and say good evening to the crew. And with that, I guess I'll hand it right back. Oh, well, I could give you the temperature here. All right, we're looking at about 40 degrees for a temperature, and it was a little cool all day today, but, better days are, or warmer days are coming, I guess I should say that. Warmer days are coming. And I'm kind of looking forward to the warmer weather because I want to get the bike out and the motorcycle and start riding that thing again. So with that, correct me if I'm wrong with your name. It said Jeff on there, but I don't know if that's right or not. So with that, we'll hand it back to you. This is N2MXP. Everybody have a great evening.
Okay, very good, Carl. Now, this is Bob, N5ALW. I picked it up this evening on Thursdays. That gives Jeff a little breather occasionally and helps out a bit. But, yeah, I'm with you. I'm looking for the warmer days and give us a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. It's more than time to start getting the motorcycles out. I got mine fired up a week or two ago, and occasionally I fire it up, let it fully warm up. I'm the same way. I've been chomping at the bit to get out, put the snowmobiles away and get the motorcycle out. So another one of those summer toys we don't have a whole lot of time to be able to make use of. So anyway, with that, very good. Very good check-in tonight. 73s to everyone again. I'm glad we had the turnout we did. So, are there any queries, comments, or late check-ins to check into the net this evening? Come now. Okay, for myself, I didn't have a whole lot going on today. I was in and out liking the sun, but not liking the wind. It was biting a bit at the cheeks and a little cooler than I expected, but nice day overall. A whole lot better than having the rain, but at least when we had the rain, it was coming down lightly and not doing a downpour on us like it does a lot of times. I think there's enough flooding and runoff to give us we need a little breather from that. So anyway, everyone have a good evening. Thank everyone for checking in this evening. And hearing no other check-ins, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone again who checked in tonight and those that listened. This is N5AOW clear.
County Traffic Emergency Net. I'm currently on the 14517. Station 4F10, come now, please.
This is W. Good evening, Mark.
We had a double station there. Let me just get it first here. N5AOW, Paul, Bob, was that you first?
Roger, Mark. N5AOW, no traffic.
Okay, we got you. There's a double. You double with somebody. The other station there tonight now. Is call again, please.
Roger, this is N2WBX. Good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N2WBX, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else, Rocka? Final call for Rocka. Okay, nothing else there. And Bob, N5AOW and N2WBX, thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. Check-ins are much appreciated. And that's 373. Hope to hear you tomorrow night. Keep it to